Chapter 6.
I feel like I've been breathing sawdust for a week,
Kylar said.
River water, 5 minutes,
Uli answered, terse, snotty.
Kylar struggled to open his eyes, but when he did, he saw nothing.
So you did pull me out. Where are we, Uli?
Take a whiff.
She was acting tough, which meant he'd really scared the hell out of her. Is this what little girls do? He got half a breath in before coughing on the stench. They were in Mama Kay's boathouse on the Plith.
Nothing like warm sewage on a cool night, huh?
Uli said.
Kylar rolled over.
I thought that was your breath.
Which smells as good as you look,
she said.
You ought to be respectful.
You ought to be dead. Go to sleep.
Do you think domineering is cute?
You need to sleep. I don't know what dumb earrings have to do with it.
Kylar laughed. It hurt.
See?
Uli said. Did you get the dagger?
What dagger?
Kylar grabbed her by the front of her tunic.
Oh, the one I had to use a pry bar to get out of your shoulder?
She asked.
No wonder his shoulder hurt. He'd never seen Uli quite so snotty and glib.
If he didn't watch it, she'd burst into tears. It was one thing to feel like an ass. It was another to feel like a helpless ass.
How long have I been...
out?
A day and a night.
He cursed quietly. It was the second time Uli had seen him murdered, his body mutilated. If she had an ironclad conviction that Kylar was coming back, he was glad. He had promised her that he would, but he'd never known. All he knew was that he'd come back once. The wolf, the strange yellow-eyed man he'd met in the place between life and death, hadn't made any guarantees. Indeed, this time Kylar hadn't met him at all. Kylar had been hoping to ask him a few questions, like how many lives he got.
What if it had only been two?
And Eline? He asked.
She went to get the wagon. The guards Jarl bribed her only on duty for another hour.
Eline had gone alone to get the wagon?
Kylar was so tired.
He could tell Uli was right on the verge of tears again. What kind of a man put a little girl through this? He wasn't much of a substitute father, but he used to think that he was better than nothing.
You should sleep,
she said, doing her best to be gruff again.
Make sure...
He was so sore he couldn't complete the thought, much less the sentence.
I'll take care of you, don't worry,
Uli said. Uli.
Yes?
You did good work.
Great work.
I owe you thanks.
I'm sorry.
Kylar could almost feel the air around the girl go all warm and gooey. He groaned. He wanted to say something witty and mean like Durzo would have, but before he could find the words, he was asleep.